Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
And welcome to the Star Companion Podcast. My name's David.
Oh,
sorry.
And I'm Zach.
And we are the internet's premier
Star Trek fan podcast.
Yee-yee.
That was almost perfect that time.
Coming off of our hot, heavy, what would you call it? Confrontational review of Lower Decks.
I think the after was more confrontational than our on air.
Yeah.
We're still friends, though.
Yeah, we are.
I guess.
Buds. Yeah. Traveling buds, too.
Are we?
Yeah.
We haven't been able to travel.
Well, we're traveling through the cosmos today, and we're going back to Enterprise land.
That's an A-plus segue.
Enterprise, Season 4, Episode 6. The name of this episode is The Augments.
Stardate 05272154, and I hate they keep giving the star dates at the end of the episode.
Yeah.
It's so stupid. Just what day is it, bro? Come on.
Yeah.
Do you only do supplemental logs at the end?
This episode is a continuation of last episode.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a three-episode story arc involving Dr. Noonan Soong and his children, which are augmented humans.
Whoa, and I love this episode starts, Archer, you've got less than a minute to save your life. It's been a long road. Like, what?
Oh, gee, I hope Dad makes it out of this one.
You know what I mean? You can't just juxtapose the fact that he's going to die.
Yeah.
And everyone on this show is going to fucking die in less than a minute with that theme song.
Yeah.
At least the second iteration of the same theme song. Maybe the first one.
You got
without the drums.
One of the show's most important characters is going to die.
Yep.
And find out next on Star Trek Enterprise.
You're like, well, I've seen enough TV to know.
Yeah.
That's not going to be the case. But old Death Wish Dad, he was ready to blow the cord and risk a transport lock.
Yep. He sure was.
And then that happens.
It does.
And they beam him aboard. And he comes aboard half frozen like a chicken thigh left out to defrost.
He's a dadsicle. And he gets shuttled off over to Phlox over in Medbay.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, on board the Klingon bird of prey.
Whoa. Careful.
What's going on with my mouth there? Malik and Dr. Noonan Soong are having somewhat of a pissing contest.
Yeah, go to engineering. But, Dad, I'm not an engineer.
Don't send me back there. I'm a leader, Dad.
It's pretty fucking wild how these 20-year-olds are just glorified teenagers.
Yeah. He's killing people left and right, and Dr. Soong says, you kill someone again, and I'll lock you in the dark pit and tickle your hiney.
The dark pit.
For a month.
Sounded a little rapey.
He says, but, Dad, we're just out here trying to find the SS Botany Bay. Have you ever heard of that?
Have you heard of that?
Have you?
Do you know what that is?
And he says, you know what? Noonan Soong would be a way better dad than Noonan Soong.
Yep. You see there's a difference.
You see? So Enterprise is in hot pursuit of this bird of prey, and they're in Klingon space. So
how are they going to do that?
Well, they do it by appearing as a Klingon ship with their warp signature.
Oh, whoa. I mean, that's better than Trip saying, I could paint a bird of prey on the hull. Great, Trip. Thanks. Reed goes, we could fake a Klingon warp signature. And Trip goes, but Reed, that could take hours.
He did say that, didn't he?
He was trying to get a work.
Yeah.
That's exactly what that was. He's like, fuck it. Let's just go in. Why pretend? You know, I don't want to have to realign and decouple or whatever the fuck.
I'll paint it green. Will that work?
And how would he paint it green?
And it turns out to be a cunning ruse up until they appear on the viewfinder for the bird of prey. They say put it on view. Oh my god, it's Enterprise.
Holy shit, that's Federation tech. I will say the score in this episode was great.
It is, yeah.
Using a bunch of fucking like alternate cues and all of that goodness.
And we also get to see Brent Spiner in the captain's chair for once.
Whoa.
You think he felt good about that?
I bet he did. This episode was directed by Geordi.
Really?
Yeah. It's the first time Geordi directed Data.
Really?
Fun fact. And that's why you come to the Star Companion. And fun if you facts. Liked that fun fact, you should, give a like and a review on whatever podcasting platform you use.
Yeah. And if you have angry emails, send them to us at starcompanion@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be sure to answer them.
Yes.
Yes.
David will be answering those.
I will be. So back on board Enterprise, T'Pol and Trip are working on a way to...
I didn't write any notes about the sexual tension.
Yeah, figure something out. And T'Pol says, hey, I know I'm married now, but... why don't we flirt like we used to, you big hunky Floridian? And he says, well, jambalaya and crocodiles and...
panhandle, my family moved to Mississippi.
Sister died, and, well, I don't know, you're a married gal now, and I can't. I'm a Bible-thumping boy myself. And she says, okay, well, I guess we'll figure that out later.
What I think's interesting, anecdotally, is that there's this... notion of religion that that shows up in the next episode as well.
Yeah.
And that notion of religion, I think, is hilarious because doesn't the idea of aliens break down the story of modern religions?
Yeah, I think it would.
So, you know, why are these, like, overarching religious tones with Trip or...
Mayweather.
Yeah, and Mayweather, and you're like, wait, who?
Who? The ensign,
the pilot,
yeah,
right?
The pilot.
Okay.
He was in the show in the first couple seasons.
I don't know, it's just a fun anecdote. Because, I mean, I think that's one of the biggest things. And if you're watching this in the future, maybe we're all cool with aliens now. But the Defense Department and all that stuff are talking about aliens and stuff. And I'm just like, doesn't this disprove all major religions?
Yeah.
And they're just going ahead with it now?
Yeah, it seems like a lot of the major religions keep having to make concessions. You know what I mean? Like, the dinosaur thing was a big one. And eventually they're like, ah, okay, well...
there were dinosaurs.
Look, God made those too, okay? It's like, okay, maybe he did.
Wow, have they actually addressed dinosaurs? I've never actually thought about that.
Some people have, yeah. Some people admit, okay, the whole 7-day thing, that's in, like, God time, right? 7 days in God time is like billions of years.
Really?
Yeah, some people say that. And then you have like that guy who owns the, I forget what it's called, the Fundamentalist Museum up in Indiana, Ken Ham.
The hell?
He debated Bill Nye.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah, and he's no, it's only like 6,000 years old and there was a flood and all that stuff. But there's some people who are like, all right, you got us. There's dinosaurs now.
Oh, God, there goes my Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Now I got to figure out how religion takes dinosaurs.
And some people have said that God put dinosaur bones in the... he put the bones in the earth for money.
For the money, yeah.
Yeah, to test people's religious conviction.
My former boss didn't believe in dinosaurs.
Really?
Have I never told you that?
No.
Oh, my God. All right, we'll talk about it off the air.
How does your car go? It's all dead dinosaurs.
She drove a Tesla.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So they burned the dead dinosaurs off-site.
I can't believe you didn't know that. I got into a huge debate with her about dinosaurs.
As you should.
Moving on. I got into such a big debate about it that I proceeded to spend a lot of time trying to read about why people didn't believe in dinosaurs.
Yeah.
So much so that I could make the argument for her.
Right.
But
and then take it apart.
Unfortunately, we never had the next conversation. Yeah. But
you were gearing up for it.
Yeah, I was just waiting for her to bring it up. I would tell every new hire that we had that she didn't believe in dinosaurs, and they're like, "What? What the fuck are you talking about?" And I said, "Just wait, dude. It'll come up. And the minute it comes up, I'm gonna look at you, and you'll know." Moving on. Just remind me after the fact.
So back on the bird of prey, Malik is mounting a insurrection. And he walks in with like four of his boys and he says, "All right, time to go, Robo Dad." And he says, "Lock him in his quarters. Take away all of his science stuff too, because he's messing with beakers and things."
He's definitely... Well, the whole thing about that was like, you're telling me the augment is getting pissed about his dad genetically engineering augments? Like, right. Things that are already genetically engineered? Like, dude, that's the crux of your being. How can you be upset about him fixing the... Like,
you have to be okay with
it. You are making the argument for augments.
Yeah.
Well, you're making the argument that humans had for against augments. Yeah. And yet you're an augment. You know, there's not levels to this shit.
No.
You're either okay with it or you're not.
Also, are the augments sterile? Because none of them have kids.
Well, I was wondering that, too. Yeah. I don't know.
If you know, email us at thestarcompanion@gmail.com. Back on board Enterprise, Dad is flying through Klingon space, and he gets approached by a Klingon vessel, and they say, "Halt, we're going to search your ship." And Dad says, "I'm Klingon, too, I'll tell you.
I'll talk to you about Klingon stuff."
He says, "We've got a Chancellor on board." And the other Klingon says, "Whoa, Chancellor, all right." And Dad says, "Now you butt out, Buster. I'll have you commanding a garbage scow. A hearty kaplaw to you."
There you go.
He waves him off.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, "Wow, Dad, that worked." And he's like, "Of course it worked. I'm fucking Dad." Back on board the Klingon ship, Noonan Singh mounts an escape with the help of Persis, mm-hmm. and he gets in a Klingon escape pod.
Whoa.
Now, I have it on high authority that Klingons don't have escape pods. Is that true? I thought they didn't.
Huh. I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
I'll give you my gotcha take.
Okay.
If you'd like.
Yeah.
Romeo and Juliet probably stood a better chance than us. Who is Romeo and Juliet? You think she's up on Shakespeare?
Oh, yes. That guy who died like 700 years ago.
The gall with which you must have to think an alien knows all of your... at this point, what? 600-year-old writings?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, your entire mythology, all of your poets, all of your greatest writers.
Just all of it?
Yeah. How many people on board Enterprise have read the writings of Saval?
Surik.
Surik, yeah.
Exactly. None.
None.
Just Dad until he gets his Katra fucking put into his brain.
Yeah.
I mean, what?
The pod gets picked up by Enterprise, and they have Noonan Singh versus Dad. It's a dad-on-dad argument.
Uh-oh.
And the real Dad, the mega Dad, hits Robo-Dad with facts. Noonan Singh says, "What's wrong with augments?" And Dad says, "What do you mean?" "There's all kinds of things wrong with them. Don't you remember? Superior ability breeds superior ambition."
Didn't...
He killed the maker of the augments.
Don't you know?
Don't you know? And Robo Dad gets schooled.
Yeah, he does.
Back on board the Klingon Bird of Prey, there's a lot of going back and forth here. Persis gets stabbed to death by that perverted little sadist, Malik, who kisses her. And they start heading towards a Klingon planet to launch some bio weapons at him.
He's planning to genocide an entire planet.
Yeah.
It's pretty ice cold.
It's Genesis style right there. Remember Genesis? Replaces everything.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The Enterprise gets pursued again by another Klingon ship, and this time they can't use the whole butt-out buster routine. They have to actually hit him with a grappler like James Bond, pull him through space and disable him.
Did you notice that Dad goes, you know, how long until we're in visual range?
Mm-hmm.
And then they go 2 minutes. And Dad goes, isn't this place just a geographical oddity? 2 minutes away from visual range from everywhere?
As they arrive, Malik launches a torpedo at the Klingon colony. And Reed hits him with a little pedo-on-pedo action. Blows up the pedo with his pedo.
Oh.
Torpedo.
There it is.
Yeah.
Okay. I was like, was there something I missed?
What? Pedophiles?
They saved the day, though, right?
They saved the day. Malik, though, somehow gets on board Enterprise and a fight breaks out.
Uh-oh.
And it's all up to Dad to shoot a hole through him like fucking Wile E. Coyote.
Can you believe they did that, by the way?
No.
That was like the first time you've ever seen a fucking phaser shoot a hole through somebody.
A legit hole.
Like, you can see Dad on the other side. He overclocked it. He pulled out his fucking, like, hypo spanner. Made it shoot extra power.
They take Noonan Singh back to Earth and put him in prison. And Noonan Singh sits down and writes his new diary. And he writes, Dear Diary, I've decided that I like robots now.
Hi, I'm Data. And as Data, I'm going to create Data.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Pretty much.
I appreciate the sheer amount of allusions to prior Star Trek.
Yeah, me too.
It's fun. That's a lot of fun. Especially with the guy who plays the guy that he's coming up with.
Yeah. That he'll play later three times over as himself, lore.
And yeah, exactly.
And then also some bad guys, if I remember correctly.
So I have some parting notes.
Do it.
I think best line was Dad saying, I don't take orders from a Governor Clag, which is fun. You know, just having Dad have to do shit like that is hilarious. And don't you think it's interesting that the Universal Translator doesn't have a voice, but alters the translation through the voice of the person speaking?
And then on the final word, switches back to Klingon.
Yeah, in Kapla.
To Kapla, like, yeah.
They're like, we don't know what that means. That's just something. And then did I have...
It's just like a meaningless word, like in, like Chinese has those. Like there's some words that don't translate directly over.
Okay, yeah.
Like in Chinese, they have a lot of measure words. Like, so if you're like measuring people versus like, you know, fruit or whatever, there's different measure words for that. Those don't translate over, so...
There you go, yeah.
Yeah, a little...
I just hate that...
language lesson for
it's like... That's definitely the same guy talking.
Yeah.
He would have been speaking Klingon, but instead he's now speaking English.
Yeah.
So does the computer just auto-generate the words through that voice? I could buy it if someone explained it.
Excelsior.
Yeah. And the other thing is that...
it's like the Klingon version of Excelsior.
I think we found him, Captain. Send the coordinates to Mr. The pilot.
The pilot, yep.
And did I have anything extra here that I actually wanted to say? Yeah, there's the Briar Patch. There's the Botany Bay. I think there was one other thing. Oh, yeah, the UK always would edit Star Trek episodes.
Yeah.
Because they assumed it was a kid's show.
Mm.
And so anytime there was, like, extra violence or something like that, they'd edit it out.
There's a lot of violence in this one.
Yeah. Anyway, that's it.
Get a stabbing and a shoot-throughing.
Yeah. Well, the next episode's got like two mind rapes, so.
That's true.
We'll get there.
And they blow up MI6. That's the spy agency that James Bond works
for. Well, I mean, I know that.
Yeah. We'll get there. In the meantime, send us an email, thestarcompanion@gmail.com. Head on over to patreon.com/StarCompanion, The Star Companion. Did I mess that up?
No, I'm just trying to see when what you're referring to when they blow up. Oh, yeah. Got it.
Pierce Brosnan.
No. I mean, I know what they blow up now.
Speedboat chase.
I forgot that that was
speedboat chase.
I was like, MI6, and it totally is a James Bond.
Mm-hmm. Nuclear submarine, yeah. Guy with the scar.
That's great. No, I know what it is.
Bond gets his balls tortured.
That's the best scene.
Yeah, and then Pierce Brosnan, by the way, has a great choking face. You've been listening to The Star Companion. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.